Sometimes I wonder what people get up to in the winter, you know. That's a band called Stimhorn. They're from Switzerland. And that was a track called Minor from their album Igloo. And they're probably the first and quite likely the only band to mix Alpenhorn, overtone singing, yodeling and beats. Why not? Well, you know, the question, of course, is why aren't there more people doing this? Why isn't it a musical genre that's caught fire all over the world? I don't know. Perhaps the difficulty of transporting Alpenhorns may have something to do with it. Anyway, that was Stimhorn, and that was pretty amazing stuff, huh? Minor. 9:05 here on CITR FM 101.9. This is the 23rd birthday edition of The Edge on Folk, where we find new ways to take advantage of the fact you may have hiccups when you're recording, but that's okay. You can actually build it into the song, especially if you add some yodeling and stuff. Why not? Marvellous. Enterprise, you see, that's what it is. Adopt, adapt and improve. Before that was the Are Müller band from Sweden, from the album Jeff Gell, and a song called Beil, or Dance. And it started with a Greek song, Vasilikos, and then a Senegalese chant, Jeff Gell, and then morphing into the dance tune at the end, Beil, written by Are Müller himself. And his name is not spelt the way it sounds. Ali is spelt A-L-E, as in beer, and Möller is M-O umlaut, right? So the two dots over the O, M-O-L-L-E-R, Ali Möller. And he was playing shawm on that, a very old reed instrument, medieval, early music instrument anyway, and of course bouzouki as well. Remarkable musician, Ali Möller. And so, yeah, you think a Mediterranean cruise, you know, he'd be really busy, but, you know, he was absorbing all these different sounds and thinking, oh, yeah, a bit of shawm in there, a bit of harmonica, a bit of, yeah, bouzouki, some rembetica music in there, a bit African, a bit Mexican, a bit of Quebecois bass player, let's do it, you know, rock it up, this is fun. Ali Möller. And we started that set with the Ladina singer Mor Karbasi from Israel, from her brand new CD, The Beauty and the Sea. Right, I have no idea what I'm going to play next. This is good, isn't it? Exciting. Ah, yes, well, that's some Indian music from Debashish Bhattacharya, one of my favourites, Pandit Debashish Bhattacharya. I'm very proud of the fact that, you know, we kind of took a chance on Debashish a long time before most others did, and it was on Martin Simpson's recommendation. You know, he said he was touring later. I saw him at the Edmonton Folk Festival about 12 years ago, and he said, are we doing the slide guitar to me and Bob Brosman? I thought, well, that's good. And Debashish Bhattacharya, and I said, I've never heard of him. He says, he's a monster. And he meant that the nicest possible way. He was the gentlest man you could ever meet, Debashish Bhattacharya. But he's an incredible guitarist. And Indian music is not built upon the same sort of mathematical scales as European music and Western music. And, you know, they do sort of something like 23 and a half beats and stuff like this. They do all sorts of weird things and very freaky, but an amazing musician. His latest CD is called The Calcutta Chronicles. It's on World Network, it's on Riverboat Records, so distributed by World Network. And this is a track called Amrit Anand, Debashish Bhattacharya. We're then going to sort of morph away from the Indian thing, but with a track called El Indio from Charanga Cakewalk, from Austin, Texas, coming to the Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Then we're going to move a little bit north to Denver for an amazing band called Devochka. So hold on to your hats. We're still in peripatetic mode here on the 23rd birthday edition of the Edge on Folk on CITR. 101.9 FM in Vancouver and cable and www.citr.ca everywhere else besides. Thank you.
corazón, amor, corazón, ¿por qué corazón? Corazón, corazón, amor, corazón, ¿por qué corazón?
Devochka, all the way from Denver, Colorado. Bits of Calexico in there, sort of sound. Very interesting band, Devochka. A song there called Along the Way. From their album A Mad and Faithful Telling. Before that was Charanga Cakewalk from Austin, Texas. You're going to be at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival from the album Loteria de la Cumbia Lounge, El Indio. And we started with Pandit Debashish Bhattacharya from the album The Calcutta Chronicles, a brand new CD from him. Amrit Anand. Well, a week ago yesterday, Utah Phillips passed away. And I didn't know about this till a couple of days back. You can read a couple of tributes to him on the Rogue website at roguefolk.bc.ca. And a few years ago, he recorded an album with Arnie DeFranco, and it's pretty amazing. And Utah, an incredible guy, a man who made a profession out of not having one. And a real rabble-rouser, but a very gentle man as well, but a fierce advocate of common people. And definitely not a corporate man, a union man, a wobbly. And some music now from the album that he made with Arnie DeFranco. It's going to be kind of sad. The Vancouver Folk Music Festival won't be the same without him. Utah Phillips from the album Fellow Workers. This is a... Well, I'll let him introduce it. He's much better at that sort of stuff than I am.
I was traveling through Illinois when I was invited to stop and sing at a memorial there in the little town of Mount Olive. Now, who of note in American history is buried in the cemetery in Mount Olive, Illinois? I'll give you a hint. It was a woman. It was the Union Miners Cemetery. Do you have it yet? Mary Harris. Mary Harris Jones. Mother Jones. It's hard for the mind to encompass a life that embraced the presidencies between Andrew Jackson and Herbert Hoover. Why, when Mother Jones was a little girl, there were people still alive who remembered the Revolutionary War. And she died on the eve of the New Deal. Her millinery shop burned down in the Chicago fire, and she had heard Abraham Lincoln speak in person. Mostly, though, Mother Jones was the miner's friend. Down in Kentucky, Tennessee, West Virginia. Well, the men would be organizing the underground workers, the miners. Mother Jones had already organized their wives and led them over the snow-covered game trails down into the Hollis, where, armed with mops and brooms, they drove the scabs out of the coal pits. Now, Mother Jones wasn't an organizer, she was an agitator, which meant often enough she was hated as much by the organizers as by the bosses. One time, Mother Jones was out in Colorado at the great Ludlow strike. Now, that was a strike to enforce the 8-hour day, which the state of Colorado had made a law, but they couldn't enforce it because Rockefeller owned the militia. Now, the governor promised not to send the militia into the coal fields, but he lied, and he did. Mother Jones was in the Union Hall down there at Ludlow, and word came that the militia had entered the coal fields. Well, she leapt up, and she screamed, "Let's go get the sons of bitches," and she stormed out. She didn't look to see if anybody was following her. Nobody was following her. She just flounced up the road alone and confronted the militia. And that was the year that President Theodore Roosevelt called Mother Jones the most dangerous woman in America. And she was 83 years old. That's some kind of dangerous.
Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the multinational corporations and to the profit for which they stand, one interlocking directorate under no government, indivisible, with monopoly and cheap labor for all. A long-haired preacher's come out every night, try to tell you what's wrong and what's right. But when asked about something to eat, they will answer in voices so sweet, "Hey, you and me, by and by, in that glorious land in the sky, work and pray, live on hay. You'll get pie in the sky when you die." That's a lie. Now, Joe Hill was executed by the state of Utah November 19th, 1915, for writing songs like this. Huh? But he left them to us. These are our people's songs. You damn well ought to learn how to sing it, don't you think? Huh? No. It's done Baptist style. There must be some Baptists around here somewhere. You understand what I mean. Are there any Baptists here? Good. But answer back. I sing out a line, and then you sing it back, and then we sing a line together. All right? And you follow these guys. You will eat.
You will eat.
By and by.
By and by.
In that glorious land in the sky.
Way up high.
Work and pray.
Work and pray.
Live on hay.
Live on hay.
You'll get pie in the sky when you die.
That's a lie.
Yeah, real vociferous on that last part, all right? And the Starvation Army, they play. And they shout and they clap and they pray. When they've got all your coins on the drum, and they will tell you when you're on the bum.
You will eat
by and by, in that glorious land in the sky.
Way up high.
Work and pray.
Live on hay.
You'll get pie in the sky when you die.
That's a lie.
Holy rollers and jumpers come out, and they roll and they jump and they shout. Give your money to Jesus, they say, and you'll eat on that glorious day. Hey, you will eat.
You will eat.
By and by.
By and by.
In that glorious land in the sky. In the sky when you die,
that's a lie.
Working folks of all countries unite. Side by side we for freedom shall fight. When this world and its wealth we have gained, to the grafters we'll sing this refrain.
You will eat
by and by.
By and by.
When you've learned how to cook and how to fry. Some wood,
chop some wood,
do you good,
do you good,
and you'll eat in that sweet by and by.
That's no lie.
That it's bound to live. A sun and moon in a modest home is all they ask in the Lord to give. But politics and big events, they never seem to notice the little guy. Simply hold a hand, but don't ever be a passerby. Tolerance or violence, and the whole world goes to war. just one too many before we say no more. But could you ever love a pot of gold? Could you ever love another lonely soul? Could you ever find love that was oceans wide? Could you ever find love in another stranger's eyes? Give a little tolerance, tolerance. We need you more and more.
Michael Franti and Spearhead, Tolerance, from the album Yell Fire. And before that, music from Arnie DeFranco and Utah Phillips from the album Fellow Workers, The Most Dangerous Woman, Stupid's Pledge, and Pie in the Sky. Utah Phillips passed away a week ago yesterday. Michael Franti is going to be kind of filling his shoes at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival this summer, July 18th to 20th in Jericho Beach Park. Very much, you know, assuming the same kind of mantle, you know. A wonderful performer, Michael Franti, an incredible songwriter and quite the chap. 6 foot seven. Yeah. But I like the fact that when when George W. decided to invade Iraq, Michael Franti went over there to Baghdad to talk to people, play music, talk to the GIs that were drafted out there and sent out there to fight, and to talk to the Iraqis and play music for them. And so it was very brave. You know, walking into places where, you know, the heavily armed Marines are sort of, who the hell is this guy? You know, but reasoning with them and just saying, well, you know, people who start wars are not really those that fight them, you know, and it's okay not to like it. And they respected him for his forthright opinions. Some of them agreed with him, and many didn't. But what a brave man, and an incredible man, Michael Franti. So, looking forward to seeing him again with Spearhead this summer. And I'm sure there'll be tributes to the memory of Utah Phillips at the festival as well. Well, next week, on the 5th, what's that, Wednesday? Something like that, Wednesday or Thursday. I just can't get my head around a calendar at the moment. It's far too difficult. Anyway, whatever it is, June the 5th, Billy Bragg is in town. He's playing the St. Andrews Wesleyan, I think. It's a rather interesting place for him to be. And he's got a new album out, so I thought we'll have a track from the new album and we'll do something from a very influential album and very close to my heart. An album called The Imagined Village, where a whole bunch of traditional musicians got together with a whole bunch of world musicians from England and sort of said, well, you know, if you're in an English village now, you're more likely to hear Indian music or something like that than Morris dancing, or maybe both. Why not? So, with that in mind, this is from the Imagine Village, from the special edition single. This is England Half English meets John Barleycorn. Billy Bragg with Martin Carthy, Eliza Carthy, and various sundry others. And produced by Simon Emerson and Mass of the Afro-Celt Sound System. On CITR.
A fine example of your Essex man. I'm well familiar with the Hindustan, 'cause my neighbours are half English and I'm half English too. My breakfast was half English and so am I, you know. I had a plate of Marmite soldiers washed down with a cappuccino, and I have a veggie curry bab once a week. The next day I fry it up as bubble and squeak, 'cause my appetite's half English and I'm half English too. No matter how hard you may want to,
ounce of curry to go against the grain. You have to make great sacrifice for such little gain and so much pain. And if your plans come to nothing, washed out in the rain, let me rekindle all your hopes and help you start.
It's amazing what you find in your laundry room, isn't it, sometimes? In our co-op, right, the laundry room is also a book exchange, and there was a copy of a Rolling Stone. I'd never read Rolling Stone, but I thought, well, you know, I can secretly read this. And there was an interview with Stevie Winwood in it. Now I thought, well, there's a name from my past. Yeah, I used to really like Stevie Winwood. He was in the Spencer Davis Group, and he was, of course, formed Traffic in 1967. And Traffic, the self-titled album, was the first record, first LP that I bought without any peer pressure from anybody else. Sgt. Pepper's was the first one I bought, but it wasn't really my choice. Traffic was, and that was 40 years ago this month. Anyway, so I was quite pleased to see Stevie Winwood saying in Rolling Stone that he'd kind of gone back to the idea of the music of Traffic, where he would blend elements of folk music, jazz, blues, world music, all into this kind of ensemble where he'd got, you know, a nice groove going. So I thought, well, it's worth checking out, isn't it? So I had to listen to the record, and it's great. I like it a lot. Steve Winwood, yeah. Played him and in his own right on this show for a long time. The album's called Nine Lives, and that's a song there called I'm Not Drowning. That's it's the only short song on the album. The other eight are all at least 5 minutes long. But very interesting record. Lots of world music stuff, some Latin African stuff going on. But and it's got Eric Clapton playing on one track. It's an interesting album. I'm sure we're going to hear more of it in subsequent editions of The Edge on Folk. But that was Stevie Winwood. And before that, Billy Bragg, title track from his new album, I Keep Faith. And an unusual version of England Half English, melded with John Barleycorn, played by Martin Carthy, with some violin from Martin's daughter, Eliza Carthy. And that's from an EP that the Imagine Village put out as a kind of a curtain raiser to when the full album came out last year on Real World Records. A very interesting album indeed. Check it out if you're interested in world fusion. Yes, the English are ethnic too. It's well worth having a listen. Great record, Imagine Village. And Billy Bragg's in town this week on the 5th of June. You're listening to the 23rd birthday edition of the Edge on Folk on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and cable, of course, and www.citr.ca on the internet. And you can listen wherever you are in the world, and you can also listen in all sorts of different times, because we'll be podcasting this show later on, so you can download it later, and I could be talking to you in the future. I like that sort of thing. It's sort of spooky. All right, where are we going next? A good question. Well, we had a request a while back for some Tom Waits, and you've been waiting a long time for this, but here we go. From the album Mule Variations, here's Tom Waits, Come On Up to the House. This is for Tom and Lydia. Thanks for listening.
Is cracked. Come on up to the house. The only things that you can see is all that you lack. Come on up to the house. All your crying don't do no good. Come on up to the house. Come down. House. Come on up to the house.
house, and you've been whipped by the forces that are inside you. Gotta come on up to the house. Well, you're high on top of your mountain of woe. Gotta come on up to the house, where you know you should surrender, but you can't let it go.
Thank you. me brother, steady road. You know it doesn't make any difference if she's hot or cold. Well, I looked at the clock, last at one. Come on, baby, let's have a little fun. I said, my baby, run the river, steady road.